This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver has made some changes in its application for a seat on a board or commission. The change comes after a call for transparency about appointments. CPR's John Daly explains.
The former mayor named lobbyist Doug Freenash to the Denver Health Board, despite representing tobacco giant Altria as a client for years. Now the new mayor, Mike Johnston, is getting calls from a Latino advocacy group to rethink or rescind that appointment.
Yeah, I had not heard that concern before, so that's a new question here that hadn't been on our previous conversations. Obviously, we're looking at all the boards and appointments.
Another recent change, the lobbyist, Freenash, dropped Altria as a client, although his firm still works for Altria. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A report from the University of Colorado has identified flaws with the state's emergency alert practices. CPR's Paolo Jalcita has more.
Earlier this year, Colorado lawmakers directed CU's Natural Hazard Center to assess emergency alert practices and procedures at agencies across the state. The report identified five key findings, including low opt-in rates. Most agencies that manage emergency alert systems have opt-in rates below 40%. It also identified issues with serving people living with disabilities or language barriers. The Natural Hazard Center is accepting feedback on the report through December 20. The center plans to present the final report to the state legislature in January. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has set up a new institute to help recruit and hire school staff from other countries. The district says international teachers can help fill staffing shortages, especially as bilingual educators. More than 2,000 migrant students have enrolled in Denver schools since the summer. The district has hired nearly 60 educators from other countries this year. A Colorado Mountain Summit is now open for public hiking. Access to Mount Democrat near Fairplay had been restricted by private property. The nonprofit Conservation Fund bought the land earlier this year and transferred it to the U.S. Forest Service. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.